This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello, 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 people of God. Hello, people of Jacksonville and the nation and the world. Those that join me on the podcast and that have promoted my Facebook with Bible Voices, 1,000 likes today. I just got that word, so I've got 4,000 likes in the likes and 1,000 loves. So I just want to thank God for that, for you guys supporting me in the work that I do and things. So shall we pray? Father God, we're coming before you this evening, asking, O God, for help in vitriol, divisiveness, divisiveness, asking you for love, O God, and peace to reign, and joy and contentment to be our hope of eternal glory. Keep us humbly submitted to your care and your work, that we may be your people who are called by your name. We love you and we thank you for loving us. Forgive us for our sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, this is Ken Jones. I have Mr. Randall Hall. He's running for council seat here in Jacksonville, Florida, District 10. Hey, Randall.
What's going on, Ken? How you doing?
Fine. And I have his son here also. And hey, son, how you doing? What's your name? Tell him your name.
Jordan Hall.
And Randall Hall. Isn't that a blessing?
Yes, sir.
We thank God for it. So we're going to have an interesting discussion, and it may scatter or go in different directions as the Lord see fit or as we are led, because I don't do much political punditry, but I am very adept and I love it, really. And I try to keep myself separated from the Word of God and secular understanding and dissemination of facts and fictions.
We're here to dispel all the myths.
Well, we are happy to do that because we need that in this day and time. But Randall, you're running for city council.
Yes, sir.
Okay, introduce yourself because people probably know you in the city, but in case they don't, let them know a little bit of something about you.
Sure. My name is Randall Hall. I am a true son of this city. I've lived in every single neighborhood in this city, on almost every part of town. Born and raised here. My family's born and raised here. Raised my family in District 10. Love my city. And that's why I put my name in the hat. I want to see some real, real change.
Okay. Why should people vote for you? What are you bringing to the table? Where's your heart?
Well, since we're on Praise
for the people.
So since we're on Praise 107.9, my pastor told me a long time ago, like, Jesus and God ordains people. He word he says he doesn't
he orders your steps.
Not just order your steps. He doesn't select. He doesn't. How am I saying? I'm killing myself when
it's. It's okay. It's okay.
He ordains. Doesn't select the chosen. He chooses the selected. I think
okay.
I messed that up.
Well, it's okay. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is honestly, I love my city. And why people should vote for me is because truly and honestly, I do have a vision for what I want. And not just what I want, I think for what people who are like me want. We've heard, we've seen every single politician come through when it's political season. And we've heard the mundane promises, the empty promises and gestures. And when it's time for real work, when it's time to see the fruits of that labor, we're the ones left without anything. And what's lacking, and what I can say, I've always said, I've seen lack in our community, is real progression. Where's the change? Where is that promise that you sold us?
You're referring to a lot of the infrastructure and stuff that
infrastructure
the blights and everything in the community. You can speak
not just
on
the urban blight, but we have a true lack of economic power in our community. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. We all know, and it's statistically proven, that African Americans are per capita spend more than most races. But if you go through our neighborhoods, and particularly District 10, mm-hmm. you can go up and down, and there are very few businesses, mm-hmm. except for fast food restaurants. We don't own those. But you can go up and down Soutel Road from Kings Road all the way up to Lim Turner. Okay. You may see two or three.
What's the boundary for District 10?
Well, you go from US 1, mm-hmm. Lim Turner, mm-hmm. up all the way up to Collins Road. Mm-hmm. So it is a huge district.
Okay.
Huge district. And it's really a tale of two cities. The west side of District 10 is relatively progressive. You mm-hmm. go 103rd Street, where you have a lot of shops and restaurants, but you get down to the north side quadrant. Not much. Mm-hmm. Not much. And then you're talking about one of the poorest areas in the entire city.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what can you bring? What's your vision for District 10?
I see economic prosperity. Mm-hmm. I see an issue in District 10, and I hadn't said this out loud, but it's one particular area, Kenai, Washington Heights area, that has been, I can say, like a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Been a cancer. And I grew up in there,
mm-hmm.
right off Ryko Drive.
Okay.
Love it to death. This is, it's in my blood. But what can also be in your blood is dangerous cells. So I look at it as a cancer. Mm-hmm. And you don't treat cancer by just chemo. Sometimes you got to cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen anyone actually address the blight, again, mm-hmm. the neglect mm-hmm. that we have in that particular area, because the same company that owns Washington Heights owns Eureka Gardens, and mm-hmm. they made national news basically being called slumlords.
Okay.
So nothing's really changed. We just had some huge brawl in Washington Heights, not even a month ago, 30, 40 young people,
mm-hmm.
people that I feel lost. And nothing's going to change unless somebody makes a drastic change, a real honest effort to do something different. And I plan to do something different.
Okay. You have your son here with you, and
yes.
And what do you plan to do with the youth? What would you like to see in District 10, Randall's son?
I'd like to see more. I mean, you can't never take violence out of a community because it's always going to be violence.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it could always be something to draw away from violence, like kids. Community centers, youth uh-huh. centers uh-huh. for kids that's not, I wouldn't say underprivileged, but uh-huh. kids that don't have the things that most other kids on the west side area have that the north side area doesn't, because where I go to school at, uh-huh. I go to Twin Lakes Academy Middle School. I uh-huh. go to school on the south side.
Uh-huh.
And at all these other schools, JD, Jeb Stuart,
uh-huh.
since I've been growing up, it's been F, D-rated schools.
That's
I go
what
to
you've noticed.
Yeah, that's my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing that I see in our community that kind of pulls kids away from doing bad things, selling drugs, doing stuff like that, mm-hmm. is either football or
some
any other
sport.
Yeah, any other sport of that kind. But mm-hmm. once you realize that most of those kids grew up in household with a mother or not mm-hmm. having their dad around, or
right.
going from house to foster house to foster house. I mean,
mm-hmm. you were telling me because you know we promote Newtown Learning Center, and I was asking you how's your reading level and your math, and you were saying you were in algebra.
Yeah, I got an algebra honors class.
You got algebra honor, and your reading is.
I mean, I would say it's the best that I wanted to be, but mm-hmm. it's good for now.
Okay, well, listen. Dr. Smith and I and a few others, we work with the children and we tutor them. And we had 16 that graduated here 2 months ago. And we brought their grade levels up 3 to 4 grade levels in reading and in math. So
yeah.
So we're here
That's
for
good.
The children. So we need to, you know, put the word out. You guys can contact me, Ken Jones, 904-234-6481, or you can also go to ChristZion.com, ChristZion.com, and it's Newtown Learning Center with Dr. Smith and myself, Ken Jones, and Miss Grant for now. And we're looking for other teachers and facilitators to help us promote this. And if you know children that have been tested that, you know, are not up to reading standards, not up to math standards, please reach out to me. Call the radio station. They have my information. If you want to call in today, the number here is 904-296-2251. 296-2251. Okay, Mr. Hall.
Yes, sir.
From taking the point where your son was at with school, yes, and sir, curriculum and after-school programs that, yes, are kind of missing in action in least. Our community.
Say the least.
So talk to me. Tell me, what would you do to address your son's
issues? Well,
issues, yeah.
One thing I think we have to look at is definitely the budgetary process in the city. We have to find a way to get the funds necessary to fund these after-school programs, because honestly, at the end of the day, when these kids don't have anything to do, idle hands or the devil's playground.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to make sure that being productive and being a place that's safe and secure. So we have to find a way, mm-hmm, to make sure we get enough funds to pay for everything that's possibly needed for these children to be, again, just more secure and active. And to fix something that I messed up at the beginning, God does not, Jesus Christ.
Well, it's okay.
God does not choose the qualified. He qualifies the chosen.
Okay.
That's the quote.
Okay.
And I love that quote.
Well, the Bible says that the Spirit of God will bring back to all remembrance whatsoever he've,
yeah, I missed that,
taught you. So that's good. So, Jordan, what else? What would you like to see for this city? How are you interacting with your classmates in school? What grade are you in?
I was in seventh grade last year, going to the eighth grade.
So you're going in eighth grade. Okay. Any eighth graders out there? Talk to your parents. If you're not, you know your reading level and your math. If you're struggling, reach out to me. Ken Jones, 904-234-6481. Get help. Come into Newtown Learning Center with Dr. Smith. She has a program that is phenomenal. Phenomenal. She is very good, and we can teach others the program as well. So eighth grade. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you plan to do? What do you want to do?
As of right now, mm-hmm, it's play football. I mean, I've been playing it ever since I was 5 years old. Been a dream of mine ever since then.
Okay. What position?
I mean, when I used to play Pop Warner, I used to play every position.
Okay.
What's
your chosen position that you like, that you feel that you shine in?
I mean, honestly, mm-hmm, I used to like offense a lot, but defense now, it's kind of fun to me. I like defense now.
You'd rather hit someone than have someone hit you?
I mean, at the end of the day, it don't matter to me. I mean,
yeah, well, that's what defense is. The defense means, yeah, that you do the hitting.
Yeah.
And Austin's mean that the defense do the hit.
He's big enough.
Yeah, he is. He's a fine-looking young man. Yes, sir. Yes,
it's my
sir.
My 401K.
Listen. Okay. And are they matching the funds?
Soon enough.
Hey, but listen, you know, you were talking a while ago about the divisiveness and the deflect, divide. This is the politics of today.
Unfortunately.
You know, I posted on my Facebook and Bible Voices about 4 months ago that Ms. Trump is protecting her son from his father.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. And rightfully
that's
so.
Why you don't hear. And then he comes out with this putting children in cages and,
yeah,
then throwing off with race baiting.
Don Lemon had an amazing quote this morning. President just attacked LeBron James.
And
he called.
What did he say?
Well, Don Lemon said, and put it in context, he called LeBron James dumb. Mm-hmm. Don Lemon responded, who's the real dummy? The guy who puts kids in classes or the guy who puts kids in cages?
Cages. Mm-hmm.
You can't beat that. Like, no. That puts the entire administration, this entire White House, in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
everyone who listens to him, who believes in it, we all have our right to be on a certain spectrum of the political. Hey, we understand, but it comes a point where if reality becomes a perspective, it's something wrong.
That's right. And you know something? I was in Bath Body Beyond, and, you know, as soon as you walk in the door, you know, people are saying, can I help you? Can I help you? And I'm saying, well, why you didn't ask the person in front of me? Yeah. Why would you jump over them to want to assist me? Yeah. Is it because of my color?
Everybody's hyper-partisan. I think right now he has opened Pandora's box. And truthfully, how far have we really, really come as a nation? Now, what he's done is taken the blanket out of those people's off their eyes. I don't think as African-Americans we've ever had the opportunity, the luxury to believe in that American dream.
Right.
Like, we could not drink too much of that Kool-Aid before reality actually slapped us in the face. And you can go back from, I don't know, Trayvon Martin, injustice in the justice system, to Jordan Davis. We can take it back to the 90s with Rodney King, and probably the one of the worst acts of violence in American history.
The riots.
Emmett Till. Emmett Till. And the Justice Department recently had the nerve to reopen the cases if we don't know, as a community, as a country, who the perpetrators were.
Yeah, but the woman in that case confessed that she lied.
Here's the thing. A confession that she lied.
Yeah.
When is whistling at any woman or any person a crime? She was already complicit from the jump. She was already an accessory. So what exactly about her recanting and atoning for this child's life?
Well,
they fix.
Well, like you said, you know, we as black and brown people, with our light skinned brothers and sisters whom we love, what happens is I don't understand how, in the political arena, that they allow them to get them to vote against their own self interest. Let me give you some numbers. Black American is only 13% of America.
That's right.
And so that means that there's 87%, and there's only 1% that is wealthy. So predominantly, when you're talking about, okay, I want to give $12 billion to the farmers because of something that I did with trade, but I don't want to give $1 billion to food stamp and WIC and Head Start. Education, but I'll give $12 billion
to fix the problem I created.
To fix the problem that I created, then there's something wrong with the picture. How do people vote against their own self-interest, being that it's more poor light-skinned brothers and sisters than it is poor black and brown people in America? 87%.
I think that 1% of American society has done an amazing job, at dividing that other 99% of us, pitting us against each other, skin tones. When what
only
you just said was simply
skin tone.
That 87% here's the truth. If you're not part of that 1%, we're all in the same boat.
That's correct. That
now,
was my point.
Our brothers and sisters, and here's the thing: light skin, white, black, yellow, brown. What we have to do is understand that the power rests on us. Always has. That 1% understand that more so than anything else. So it is an effort. It is a full-fledged culture to keep people blind.
Okay.
So when you say, and divide it. So when you say, how do they vote against their own interests? They don't know it's their interest because they're interested in the wrong thing. They're interested in what's their
thing. It's Obamacare, but they don't
not understand. It's health care.
It's
really just health care.
If it's the Affordable Care Act. They say, oh, I want that.
Wait, until they find out it was theirs. And now, wait. Yeah. I don't want that to go away. What about these pre-existing conditions? Don't take that away.
That's
exactly what it was always.
You see something? Let me share something with you. J. Edgar Hoover said that his greatest fear is if blacks come together.
That's right.
So why is that? We see it in our community. We was looking at Juneteenth and other things. Isn't that right, Mr. Hall? What do you see?
It's, historically, it's always been a fear of the black man, and it's it is based in irrationality. Mm-hmm. That big black, whatever this thing is, I don't understand that part.
Well, I can tell you a little bit.
But we can go down that road. Okay.
If you have two or three black and brown people standing on a corner,
right,
then the police is going to come. In our light-skinned brothers' street corner, if you have more than two in a car, you're going to be stopped. We have to have conversation with our children that other demographic and cultures do not have to have with their children.
Well, of course.
And I believe that there's places in this planet and on this planet and countries mm-hmm. that we do not have to have the quote-unquote conversations with our children, because what I put on my Facebook on Bible Voices is that the players, because, oh, those SOBs, you know, fire them, get rid of them, you know, yeah. and stuff because of the divisiveness.
Of course.
I said, look, take your money
mm-hmm.
and yourselves and move out of the country.
Well, going back to the greater point, when you say where did that fear come from, and this truth.
How would you address it if you're elected as a council person?
Well, I'll get to how I'll address it and what it is. So
okay.
if you have a cup of water, mm-hmm. right, and you put just a little bit of coffee in that water, is that water anymore?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a cup of coffee. If you get a black man and a white woman, and they have a child, is that a black child or a white child? See, we possess in us the ability mm-hmm. to completely change the face of this world.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Now, in saying that, how I address it is, I also am not a fool to think that we have to be divided, because I have no ill will towards anyone of any color. And I don't think any struggle in this country for people of color has been for superiority. Mm-hmm. It's for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Treat me as a man. Treat me as equally as you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the problem lies with us. And though it may be radicals on both sides, because we've seen people killed for just, again, whistling, the struggle for us has always been equality. Mm-hmm. I want you to look at me and treat me and give me the same respect that you want, mm-hmm. that I deserve. Mm-hmm. Hey, if I'm the best candidate from this job, mm-hmm. I don't think that the color of my skin should matter. Do I believe that, what's the word I'm looking for? Affirmative action should exist?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should exist, but it is completely necessary, because we are on a playing field where we don't hold any chips.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the leverage. It's a 400-year-old race, mm-hmm. and they're 300 years ahead of us.
Okay. Let me ask your son, are you dealing with any kind of systemic racism in the school or in the neighborhood? Or
nah, not really.
In the stores or anything when you go? Do I feel?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Tell me.
It's a difference between feeling and knowing. Because when you know something, it's like, with me, I feel like my surroundings, mm-hmm. I'll be sure of my surroundings. Like, mm-hmm. I can go to a corner store right around the corner from my house, and I feel fine going into there. It's just like the environment that you're in. Over there by my school, mm-hmm. on the south side, where mm-hmm. it's more
diverse culture.
Yeah, more diverse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I feel that there is some division going on,
mm-hmm.
but I would say that I know it's certain people in there that mm-hmm. you could put in that category.
Okay.
As responsible adults, we have to take it upon ourselves to teach our kids that you judge people by the content of their character.
Okay. Listen, this is Ken Jones, Truth is Holy radio show. Have Randall Hall and his son here today. And give your name again, son.
Jordan Hall.
Jordan Hall and Randall Hall.
Yes, sir.
And I want to thank you guys. Please, reach out to me, 904-234-6481. Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Inc. on Facebook. Community Works, Bible Voices. Thank you, all of you. You know I love you. I love each and every one of you. This is a great, beautiful city, and we can turn this city around with love and peace and joy and long-suffering and patience and gentleness and meekness and self-control and faith, which is the fruits of the Spirit. Would you join me in that? And if you have a child that is not performing, let us test them and assess the child to enhance his reading, her reading, their math. Would you do that for me? Please do that for your child. We love you and we thank God for you. This is Ken Jones, Truth is Holy, Principles for Daily Living. Remember, if you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. All God, all day, all the time. Live
holy. Thank you
for
your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy, Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless.